I started getting involved in the demonstrations at the test site. And again, I don't know what year that was. One of the first ones was the demonstration when we were allowed on the site.
Okay.
And we carried our palm branches down. That, I don't know that was the first one I went to, but it was certainly one of the earliest. That one stands out in my mind, and another one that stands out in my mind is one that was done on Mother's Day.
Right.
And my feelings were fairly well known at Bishop Gorman High School, where I taught and was the librarian. And one of the students came up and said, "Are you going to the test site on Mother's Day?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Would you take me with you?" And I said, "If you have your parents' permission." And that young lady's, and I will not give her name, because that young lady's father was very involved politically, mm-hmm. in Nevada politics. They said she could go. I've often wondered what they felt about it, because I don't remember, frankly, what his stand was on nuclear testing, and I'm sure he's opposed to the nuclear dump at this time. Mm-hmm. But,
and is he still in politics right now?
He's not in public office now, but he's still, I'm sure, very involved.
Mm-hmm.
But he does not hold a public office at this time. So his daughter and I went out, and it was a Mother's Day demonstration. It was a Mother's Day activity run by women, for women.
Wow.
And one of the things that stands out in my mind is that Martin Sheen, who has been very generous in lending his name to to the anti-testing stand, came into the tent. There was a big tent there that we were having speeches in. And he came in very quietly, and he came up the side and sat down on an empty chair, very unobtrusively. And I was so impressed, because he did not take away anything from what the women were doing.
Yeah.
He very obviously was there to lend his support, not for his own aggrandizement. And I was very impressed with that.
Wow.
Because he did come in so quietly. They called him up to the stand and introduced him, but he very much deferred to the women that day. He was one of the first to walk across the cattle guard and be arrested. And as I said, he was very generous in lending his name and his prestige to these. Mostly what I did in the early days is I opened up my house to people who came for the Nevada Lenten. It was called the Nevada Lenten Experience or something like that in the early years.